This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome everyone back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, I'm Quinton Proffitt alongside here Paige Mueller and Seth back in studio here on KMZ 103.9. And you can also view this here matchup coming up on the Hiawatha channel for your viewing experience. It's the Hiawatha Redhawks here at their own home triangular taking on the Rossville Bulldogs in match three of the night. Well, both of these teams are on the losing side of this triangular tonight. Hiawatha, they lost in straight sets to Jeff West, 25-15, 25-13. And the Rossville Bulldogs, they lost 25-8 and 25-18. Both these teams being totally dominated by the Tigers. Now it's a chance for both these teams to pick up their first tier win today. How are we kind of seeing both of these teams trying to bounce back, capture that win? More importantly here, how's Hiawatha going to try to, you know, get themselves back into that winning column? Only 3 wins on the season, 11 losses.
I think Hiawatha is going to have to be very disciplined. They're going to have to pay attention to Norbert. They're going to have to pay attention to where the setter is facing. If she's leaning backwards, probably going to be a back set. You know, pay attention to the little details is what's going to lead this Redhawks team to get a win. That's something that they really need. They need to feel another win go into that column because in volleyball, it's such a momentum sport. You have to get consistent in order to have a consistent season.
Well, just stepping aside real quick here for a minute, we'll have starters here in this third matchup coming your way here on KMZ. It's the Rossville Bulldogs taking on the Hiawatha Redhawks.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit cfbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network where we're getting ready for our final matchup here of the night down here at the Roundhouse. The Big East matchup between the Hiawatha Redhawks and the Rossville Bulldogs. Rossville, well, they just came here into, well, it was the Big Seven 2 years ago. Now Big East, they came in last season here. They've done pretty well this year against Big East teams. Right now they are 3-1. They've won against the Bethel, Raleigh County, and St. Mary's. They just took their first league loss again against the Jefferson West Tigers. Well, it's now for Rossville and Hiawatha to face each other here for the first time this season. Hiawatha 0-3 against league opponents. They've lost against Holton, Perry, and Silver Lake. Rossville, again, they just got handed their first loss of the year against Jefferson West. Real quick here, the starters for the matchup here for the Rossville Bulldogs: Kenneth Prine, Alan Clerman, Avalon Simpson, Hadley Brown, Shaylee Hubble, and Nora Burdick. And here for the Hiawatha Redhawks: Addison Williams, Claire Twomley, Quinn Boy, Kaylee Ruckman, Kendall Nelson, and Brennan Boy. The Hiawatha Redhawks are head coached by Brendan Stephen Morgan, and the Rossville Bulldogs are head coached by Danny Dodge. Once more here, we're on the both the MSC Sports Radio Network on 103.9 KMZ, as well as the Hiawatha channel. Again, for your viewing experience, you can view this matchup here on the Hiawatha channel. Real quick, what are some keys to your page for these two teams?
I definitely think that if you are Rossville, you are fuming. You just got handed your first loss of the season. You're going to really want to kind of hand it to these Redhawks who are struggling this year. So if you are the Bulldogs, going to verdicts, going to your star players, and absolutely doing what you do best. If you're Hiawatha, making sure you almost do the opposite. You have to pay attention for her because you know that's exactly what they're going to be doing. Stay disciplined, stay smart, and most importantly, communicate with one another.
Well, here coming up right now, it's the Hiawatha Redhawks getting ready to serve. It's Quinn Boy, the 5'6" senior, back to serve. She had 2 aces in the loss against Jefferson West. Hiawatha, they had 8 kills, 3 aces, and 2 kills against the Tigers, while the Rossville Bulldogs, they had 10 kills, 1 ace, and, well, they didn't have a block. So, again, two teams that really got utterly, totally dominated by Jefferson West are going to look to put on quite the match here against each other. On the near side, Rossville looking to make an early substitution. Again, you can't have the libero star out on the court. you have to substitute them in if you want them in. So it'll be Burdick here on the near side. Looks like she'll be substituted out first. Burdick will come out, and Addie Henry will come in for Rossville. She's got over 90 digs on the season to lead this Rossville team. She's been the trusty libero guarding the back line. And again, it's Quinn Boy, the 5'6" senior. Here it's Hadley Brown who will get substituted out here for Rossville, and Addie Henry will come in for her spot. And the first serve for Hiawatha gets just kind of put off the right palm of Boy, and that'll be a service error. Rossville getting the first point. And it is 1-0 to start here. Rossville taking the opening point in set one. Early substitution here on the Bulldog side. Coming in is Fallon Clermont. Sophomore with 12 aces on the year. Didn't have any aces, though, against Jeff West. She was held in check behind the service line. Here up front, ball placed into the net on the Hiawatha side. Rossville, 2-0 now in set one. Come back to serve once more. Fallon Clermont. Clermont stepping up for it, getting some leverage, puts it across. Up front, set up for Twombly. Twombly going through two defenders. It gets picked up by Henry, the libero, and the Bulldogs are able to send it over. One more time here for Twombly. Twombly between defenders once more, but Henry picks it up in the backcourt. Now a chance for Burdick, and Burdick on a rope puts a kill down. Michaela Williams, not able to defend it for Hiawatha. It's 3-0, Rossville leads.
Rossville is going to have to stay consistent. Hiawatha is one of those teams that absolutely needs momentum to get going. Again, just like how they were against Jeff West, they are shorter in the statue average against Rossville. And so they're going to have to work together and kind of get crafty against this Bulldogs team.
Here it's on the Hiawatha side. Hiawatha dealing with it. It's Twombly, another attempt for a kill off the right hand of Kenna Prine. And that is the first kill of this match here for Claire Twombly. She did not get her first kill against Jeff West until the second set. She's now at 69 kills on the season, just a kill away from 70. And here she nearly puts down a block. Right now, Rossville working with it. Burdick trying to put down a kill shot in the back row. Hiawatha handles. Twombly back across, picked up by Henry, the libero. Now a free ball is going to get set behind by Simpson. Hiawatha controlling it. Free ball by Twombly gets sent over. It's worked from the front row. Back set. Diagonal hit. Now Hiawatha with it. Set up for Ruckman. Ruckman in between the antennas gets the kill shot. Burdick on a single block could not win it.
Important here for Hiawatha. Addison Williams up to serve. Dear Hiawatha, you are working here consistently to get points. You cannot let Rossville get a lot of momentum back.
Near ace from Michaela Williams, but it's going to be, it looks like a setting error against Rossville. Tie at 3-3 here in set number one. Back to serve. Tracing backwards, Addison Williams. She is at over 12 aces on the season, and look at that, make it 13. Not able to handle in the backcourt was Fallon Clermont. This is one of those things where you just happen to say the right thing at the right time. You bring up the stat on aces, and well, there she comes in with her 13th, Addison Williams. It looks like Rossville is going to be maybe out of rotation here. And that'll get a point for Hiawatha, 5-3 now.
Dear Hiawatha, you know, Rossville's kind of still shaken up from that Jefferson West loss. Dear Hiawatha, use all that you have. You have a student section behind you. You have fans behind you. Just be smart and play some volleyball.
Here in the backcourt side for Hiawatha, it's between Ruckman and Williams, and they decide this is Williams who sends it over on the free ball. Up front, great defensive work on Hiawatha's side, and Kinzel Nelson earning the point off of the block.
Great job there by Kendall Nelson to get the solo block against this Rossville team.
6-3. Hiawatha leading. Here Burdick trying to make a difference, and she does. Snaps it to the backcourt line.
You can almost see she's burning to get in that kill stat, and that is her most, you know, prominent stat sheet. And so for Burdick, for her to get a couple kills back-to-back-to-back, it's going to be important for this Bulldogs team.
Coming back to serve here for the Bulldogs is Brooke Springer. Springer springing it across. Ruckman on the reception. Williams, and now it's libero that sends it over for Hiawatha. And miscommunication after the bump by Springer. Just two players in real quick. Hubble and Burdick just not being able to communicate in the front line. Here now, Rossville's side, and that will be an ace for the libero, and Michaela Williams make it here her first of the night. Hiawatha 8-4 over Rossville. Williams here back on the serve. It's a low dig to pick it up, and now just pushing inside of the antenna is Burdick. Williams front top. Tomley nearly putting down a kill in the front low. It's a battle at the top of the wall, and Rossville wins it. They get a lift called against Hiawatha. 8-5, Hiawatha leading over Rossville. Back to serve, Shaylee Hubble. Hubble, the senior. Waiting patiently here for the whistle. She gets it. Now she can serve. She hops and steps and sends it across. Back set, Twombly. Off the top of defenders and not handled well from Kenna Pirine. A setting error. Make it 9-5. Hiawatha lead.
If you're a Hiawatha, making sure you're finding those spots, being in the correct defensive positions, even if you have the lead, do not slack on important moments in this game. You have to stay sharp.
Here, Twombly puts the serve over. It's in the front row on the Rossville side. Back set, Burdick going diagonal with it. It gets handled well here by Williams. Williams sends it over. Now front set right in front of Burdick, and Burdick whips right past on Claire Twombly in the back row for the point for Rossville. 9-6, Hiawatha leading by a thread.
Rossville here with a couple points now to take, get some momentum back. Burdick here to serve. She is definitely a very versatile player. Like I have mentioned, her and the libero in the center, if they all work in tandem, that's how the Bulldogs are going to start to pull away.
Set number one, 9-6, Hiawatha lead. Serve is over by Burdick. Front set, ball gets knocked back to the Hiawatha side, and they're going to get a net fault called against Rossville. Make it 10-6, Hiawatha. Heading back to serve now is Kylie Ruckman, the 5'4 senior, who averages a little over a kill per set. Ruckman sends it across. Here, back set, or looked like it was almost a back set. Gets put over by Brown. Here, it's on the Rossville side. As putting it down off a block is Stephen Morgan, her first block of the day.
Great job there by Remy. She just went hands straight up. She was prepared for that tip, and she just was the stronger one at the net.
And right here, Michaela Williams sends it long and to the right for the service error. 11-7. Rossville down by 4. Right here, it's Kenna Prine back to serve. 11 aces on the season here for Prine. She gets this one over the net, gets picked up by the libero on Hiawatha's side. Stephen Morgan looking for the back line. Nice dig to keep it going. But just off the right hand of Springer, not able to keep it alive. Take a 12-7, Hiawatha leads. Back here to serve once more is Brennan Boy for Hiawatha. It's on Hiawatha's side right now up in the front court. The set is to Stephen Morgan, and Stephen Morgan just goes long.
Great idea there for the junior in rugby, Stephen Morgan. She got the set. She read it well, just making sure you snap that wrist hard to get it inside the boundaries.
12-8, Hiawatha lead. Rossville with the serve. It's the libero and Henry who sends it across. Free ball gets sent over by Hiawatha's libero and Williams. Now punch over. Hiawatha, it's on their side in the front court. Pushed down by Stephen Morgan. Rossville handling, and one that goes way long up in the front row. That gets over by Maggie Sanders, the senior. The first time calling her name today. Senior with 18 total kills on the season.
Substitutes coming in for Hiawatha as Claire Twombly and Quinn Boy. Both seniors make their way onto the court. Boy here to serve as these girls bring a lot of leadership to this team, so hopefully they can get some stuff rolling.
They're going just to the line. Hiawatha now just leading 13-9. Rossville earning the point. Backline kill to change the serving possession. Back to serve here is Clerman. Clerman gets it over the net. Here is front court for Hiawatha. Gets pushed across by Nelson. Handled in front. Nelson back setting Twombly. Twombly putting it straight on the spike. Back set here, chance for Rossville. Down the 10-foot line, Hiawatha works it. Williams sends it over and gets the kill. Burdick not handling it up the top of the tape.
It's always exciting when the center gets a kill, especially on a team where in college it can happen a little bit more freely because more people are used to studying, but in high school varsity, pretty impressive. So congrats to Addison there.
Here, Rossville nearly giving up an ace. They send it over, a diagonal hit, but it is too strong from Avalon Simpson. Make it 15-9, Hiawatha leading set number one. Back to serve for Hiawatha is Addison Williams. Williams is able to get it over. Bump, set, left side here. Burdick between the antennas. Kept alive by Twomley, and a slide nearly gets put down by Williams, and the point getting earned here by the Rossville side. That was prime.
Those are the moments where if you're Hiawatha and you see a weird kind of random thing come over, you have to be prepared. You have to still be in your spots. Do not celebrate too early because that's when you're going to start getting messed up.
15-10, Rossville down by 5. It's on Hiawatha's side right now. Back set, Nelson pushing to the right corner. It gets picked up now in the middle, and it is hit out to the right from Shaley Hubble. Just trying to go around the block in the middle, but sends it out. Right now, here, well, so 15-10.
They said that Hiawatha was in the net.
Okay, they're going to change the point here. They're going to give it to Rossville. So now 15-11. Now back to serve is Brooke Springer. Springer gets it across. Hiawatha, and that one's nearly blocked straight down by Hubble, but she sends it too far out left side. Now 16-11, Hiawatha leads by 5. Back to serve for Hiawatha, Michaela Williams, the 5'4" sophomore. She gets it across. In the front row, working here, it's Prime. And here, put down on a rope. But they say that that one is just an inch out against Hiawatha's Brennan Boyce. Make it now 16-12. Rossville down by 4 with the serve here. Back to serve is Hubble. Hubble gets it across the net. Gets picked up in the back row. Back set, Twomley. Twomley pushes the back corner. Here, set. And Burdick just goes right into the net. Thought she had maybe a little more leverage on that 10-foot line than what she actually did.
For Hiawatha, making sure that you're not getting too comfortable. You know, you struggled in that first game against Jeff Lucky. You're finding a little bit of success here against Rossville. So making sure, yes, stick with what you know, but Rossville is a very good adapting team. They have players that can change depending on what's needed.
17-12 here. Hiawatha with the lead in set number one. Right side, Stephen Morgan finding a gap in the defense, but Henry keeps it alive with the libero. Back on Hiawatha's side, block set down by Rossville's Kenna Prime for her first block of the game for a point. Setter getting some action up in the front row. Now they're going to get a substitution here for Rossville as they come up here with the serve down 17-13 in set number one. Substitution is Clareman stepping out, and coming in place for Clareman will be Maggie Sanders.
If you're Jeff, if you're Rossville here, making sure that, you know, you don't get discouraged. You're down 17-13 against Hiawatha, but both of these teams are playing very well right now.
And right now here, sent off an attacking error, put in Boy behind the backcourt line. Gets a point for Rossville, 17-14. Rossville with the serve here, just down by 3. Burdick with the serve, pops it over the net. It's sent over on a dig. Now it's here on the Rossville side. They set it up in the middle for Brown, and here it gets tied up off a double hit on the Hiawatha side. Hiawatha leading over Rossville. Burdick back to serve. Burdick sends it across. Back set, long back set. Rockman has to go all the way back just to even get it across. Rossville sending it over on a free ball from Henry. Now in the front row, front set. Now Stephen Morgan, Henry picking up in the back line for Rossville. A tap across by Prime, and a point here going to Rossville. A timeout here gets called by Hiawatha as Rossville has closed the gap to one, 17-16 in set number one. We'll step aside here for a quick 30 here on KNZA.
I am really struggling.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. Shelter Insurance ranked number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 7 of the last 8 years by J.D. Power.
See how much you can save by visiting local Shelter agents Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crinan Prophet, Paige Mueller, and Sass Vacuum Studio. We're also here on the Hiawatha channel if you want to view it yourself from home. Hiawatha 17-16 over Rossville. Hiawatha, they just called a timeout as Rossville has closed this gap to just 1 point here in set number one. Rossville, they have yet to lose a match or set on the season until they played Jefferson West in their last match that was here today. That was just their last match that they played here at the Hiawatha Triangular. We just called that just about 30 minutes ago, and again, Rossville, they got handled their first set loss and match loss on the year. They want to bounce back here against Hiawatha. Hiawatha with it. Stephen Morgan at the top of the tape. It's back here on the Hiawatha side, and Michaela Williams sends it in the net for the Redhawks, and we are tied at 17-all. Rossville now back to serve with a handful of momentum. And Burdick with the serve, a skip and a hop, sends it over and near ace, but it did get it across. Oh no, excuse me, that one was not able to get across. Addison Williams is trying to help it over, but Rossville gets the point, and now they take the lead here for the first time in a while in this set number one. 18-17, Rossville with the lead. They can get it over. And the 10-foot line, now Ruckman gets it over to the Rossville side. Rossville controlling it. Back set. Ooh, that was a slide. Nice one from Rossville. Now here controlling it. Rossville up front. Free ball gets sent over. The last hit from Sanders. Rossville, front court. Sanders, another chance with it. Deflects off a Hiawatha fingertip. And that point will be Sanders' first kill of today. That is her 19th kill of the season.
One thing, if you're Hiawatha, you can't get comfortable with the uncomfortable plays. You have to get back to the basics. Two-hand passes, not one-hand. You got to be careful to not get out of the rhythm.
Here, a kill put down by Hiawatha. Make it now 19-18. Rossville only leading this one by 1 point. Probably our closest matchup we have seen today, our closest set for sure. And the whistle will blow. The point will go to Hiawatha. 19-all now in set number one. Back to serve here, Kylie Ruckman. And now Rossville will call a timeout. And we'll step aside once more here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And Rossville timing out here. 19-all in set number one.
Hi, I'm Gracie Mock, teller at the Farmers State Bank.
And I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President.
We understand how exciting and challenging moving to a new town or state can be.
We offer products such as online and mobile banking, as well as mobile deposit, bill pay, and card valet to make banking safe and convenient from far away.
Choose the Farmers State Bank to support you in all of life's adventures.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sunset Sanders off the fingertips on Hiawatha. Point goes here for the Rossville Bulldogs. Sanders, I mentioned that she has not got any kills yet today, but she has 2 kills in this first set against Hiawatha. She is now at 20 kills on the season. Rossville 2019 in set number one. They reclaim the lead here, coming out of the timeout by Danny Dodge, the head coach of Rossville. Prime sends it over here off the serve. And stoppage here, as right now the official is talking with Rossville's head coach, Danny Dodge.
So at least it was a service error on Rossville, so they're going to give it to Hiawatha. And you can tell that the coach and the player server was kind of confused as well.
Here, 20 all. Boy, with the serve over for Hiawatha. Long, strong back set that goes to Brown. Brown's not able to put it down. In the front court now. Front set now to Burdick. Burdick puts it down. A heater that Kylie Nelson just couldn't handle. And Burdick sets down her second kill of the set against Hiawatha. It's 21-20. Both teams going back and forth in this set number one. Back to serve for the Rossville Bulldogs. Addie Henry. Hat Henry sends it over. Ruckman picks it up on the reception. Now Nelson trying to put it down, and there's no defenders in the right corner. It's a freebie.
Great job there by Kendall Nelson, finding the hole on the floor and taking advantage of it. Hiawatha needs more plays like that. Wins where they single-handedly get the point. It's not off of a win.
We're tied at three touchdowns apiece, 21-21 in set number one here. Hiawatha and Rossville. Hiawatha with the serve now. Quinn Boyd gets it across. Front set, Simpson going in the back left corner. Ruckman picks it up. Now Williams. Now Michaela Williams. The libero sends it over on a free ball hit. Another back set here. Chance for Simpson. Simpson puts that one right in front of the knee of Kylie Ruckman. Make it 22-21. Rossville with just the 1 point lead. Fallon Querman back to serve. 12 aces on this season. Puts it over the net. Ruckman picking up. Now here, Kendall Nelson, and she puts it in the net. Rossville starting to separate here in the late set, 23-21 now. Klerman back to serve once more, the sophomore. Raises it up the left hand, serves it off the right. Swamley on the strong side, couldn't put it down. Rossville handling a back set here to Simpson. Simpson, back right corner, no one's there to defend it. Make it 24-21.
You got to wonder if Hiawatha is starting to wear down. They played a very good set here so far. 24-21, Rossville on top. You're going to have to find some grit and dig deep to get some points here.
24-21, Rossville up by three on set point. Hiawatha needing to get it to 24 all. And Burdick sends it down on a rope, but just off to the left for the attacking error. Hiawatha now within two, 24-22. Back to serve for Hiawatha. Addison Williams. She puts it across. It's handled. Just behind the 10-foot line. Burdick on an angle shot. Couldn't get it down. It's pushed to the far back corner by Kendall Nelson. She couldn't get it to go down. And Rossville picks up set number one, 25-22. A back and forth set between both of these teams, but Rossville able to pull away in the last couple minutes. Rossville again, winning set number one, 25-22. We're back here in just a couple minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hey, Bart here from Farming City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back, industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16+6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.
School Spirit really does pay. Since launching in 2017, F&M Bank's Spirit debit card program has given back over $50,000 to Falls City schools. Every time you swipe your Spirit card, you're supporting local students, teachers, and activities while enjoying the convenience of F&M Bank. It's just one more way we make local decisions, provide local solutions, and stay focused on what matters, our community. Get your Spirit debit card today at F&M Bank and keep the hometown pride going strong. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Quarter set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network between the Rossville Bulldogs and Hiawatha Redhawks, where Rossville won set number one, 25-22, and this set number two begins off strong here for Rossville with a big kill off the back of Nora Burdick. Rossville here is starting off with a scoring kill here now in back-to-back sets here against Hiawatha. Set up Kendall Nelson, and she is able just to get it on through. Ties it 1-1.
Good job there by the Redhawks. Kind of capitalized on some miscues. Ended up Rossville being in the net. And so there's been a couple times where Rossville being in the net has given Hiawatha a point where maybe they would have gotten the point anyways. But just being aware of your body position is key.
Here, 1-1 the score, and Michaela Williams sends this one long for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Make it 2-1. Rossville now leads. Alternating the first 3 points here of set number two. Again, this is a must-win set for Hiawatha. And there's a time stoppage here on the official who is on top of the net. The official right now discussing to their right side to Rossville's head coach, Danny Dodge, and two thumbs come up and the whistle blows. The hand points towards Rossville and play continues here. Rossville up 2-1 here in set number two. So Hiawatha's side right now, Twombly trying to put it down on a finesse tap. A dig gets it back across over from Brooke Springer, and an attack that goes too long for Hiawatha gives Rossville their third point of set two, 3-1 now. Two straight points now for the Rossville Bulldogs. 3-1. Sending it over Springer, but Springer gets sprung up into the net. Make it now 3-2. Hiawatha down just by one. Addison Williams, the 5'6" senior, back to serve for the Redhawks. Gets it over the net. Henry, front row, back set. Burdick off the tape and a swinging right hook from Ruckman. After the reaction of the ball coming towards you, that's a new move I haven't seen yet, but Ruckman just, man, that was a quick fastball that went right to her, and she just tried to react to it.
She wanted to patent a new move.
Also, right hook. Unfortunately, it was not successful. 4-2, Rossville here with the lead, front set near to Burdick. Burdick now gets deflected back here on the Rossville side. Williams, back set, Ruckman into the net. Well, that move, that is called an attacking error, one that you don't want to perform. 5-2, Rossville leads.
This set is kind of what Hiawatha's kind of been doing most of the season. They've been getting low early into the set. The set beforehand, they were really ahead most of the first half. So for Hiawatha, if they can get some points here, that'll be important.
Error, free ball gets sent over, but sent the wrong direction, going wayward west. And that'll be a point for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Now 5-3, the Rossville Bulldogs lead over Hiawatha. Here, back set, Burdick gets tipped to the line back here on the Bulldogs side. Rossville with it, free ball sent over by Burdick, going backwards. Williams, long back set for Ruckman, tipped at the tape. Now here, Rossville, a slide gets put over by Pride, and that catches the Hiawatha offense kind of out of position.
I think if you're Hiawatha, being aware of a tip is going to come at any moment, they know that you're preparing for the kill. So be not completely ready to fall forward, being on your toes, being quick, and being prepared in your mindset.
Here, Burdick back to serve for Rossville. They're up 6-3 and puts down an ace. Nora Burdick, her first ace of today. Now Burdick back behind the service line with the Rossville lead by 4-7-3 here. And a dig sends it back across for Rossville, but they're going to get a net ball here against Rossville and Hadley Brown. Now Hiawatha with the point down by 3-7-4. They have the serve. They're also going to bring in some substitutions here. Hiawatha bring in Kylie Nelson, the 5'5" junior, to head back and serve right now at the front of the net. There for Hiawatha, they have Stephen Morgan, Ruckman, as well as Boyd. Back set, behind the 10-foot line, and that is put down by Burdick. And not often you get enough leverage when you're on the 10-foot line. Usually it has to be closer up to the net, but that time Burdick sends down a low-hanging spike that gets put down for a kill.
Michaela Williams was nearly there for the pancake, just a little bit behind it. A good idea there for the libero.
8-4, Rossville leads, and nearly another point off an ace. Hiawatha handles it, pushes it back here to the Rossville side. Now it's Sanders. Sanders deflected right back into her hands. Hiawatha in control. Front court, Stephen Morgan. Just too strong. 9-4, Rossville with the lead. Going back to serve. Kenna Prime. Prime with 4 kills today and a block. Second team lead with aces, and here she goes for ace number 12 of the season.
You can tell that this is more the Rossville team that people are used to seeing. They're smiling, they're excited, they're interacting with one another. They're up 10-4 on a team that was close with them in that first set. So if you're Rossville, you should start feeling a little bit more comfortable in this team.
Boy, putting down a hard spike. It gets picked up by Rossville. Push back across here. It's Hiawatha control. Ruckman tipped at the tape. Back here, Hiawatha. Fight up at the top of the net. It's on the Rossville side. Free ball gets sent over the 10-foot line by Prime. And right-hand dig. Barely keeping alive is Rossville. And now Hiawatha will end that long rally with a kind of a bad, unfortunate conclusion for themselves, with Brendan Boyd sending a hit right into the net. 11-4, Rossville leads. Back to serve. Still here is Prime. Prime, 12 aces on the season. Front set and the 10-foot line. Putting it over is Nelson. And they're going to get a fingertip, or I guess I should say a paw print, on the tap up of the line by Hadley Brown.
That's an important side out there for Hiawatha, with Russell being in the net once again. If you're Hiawatha, try to capitalize on this. You're down 6. Just see what you can do.
Rossville Bulldogs up 11-5 here, and a lift called against the libero, Addie Henry, against Rossville. Make it now 11-6. Hiawatha only trailing by 5. Fouling back to serve here for the Hiawatha Redhawks is Kylie Ruckman. Ruckman gets it over, and she gets the ace off the left side of the libero, Addie Henry, just not able to handle it. And Ruckman puts down her first ace here today at the roundhouse. Ruckman slicing it over with the right hand. Now in the front court, pushing across here is Brown. At the 10-foot line, Hiawatha, now Rossville. Henry bumping it, putting across by Burdick. Now from behind the 10-foot line, it's the libero in Hiawatha, and she sends it out strong in the left corner. Michaela Williams. Rossville now 12-7. Addie Henry back to serve. Henry, the dig leader here on this team with over 90 digs on this season. She's been a reliable libero. Here it's on the Hiawatha side. Down the 10-foot line. Nearly sent down on the rope by Ruckman, but Rossville's able to control it. Now at the front of the net, in the middle, doing some great work, is Brennan Boy, who puts it down for the hearty kill.
Good job
to 8, Rossville by 4.
Good job there by the sophomore, Brennan Boy, to be up and ready for whatever might come her way as she's back there to serve as well.
Boy sends it over from the service line. Now set right up for Hubble. Hubble, it gets deflected at the tape here on the Hiawatha side. Boy right down memory lane. Still sticking here with Rossville. Hubble gets it across. Front set here to the strong side of Stephen Morgan. It's getting tipped across here. Rossville now with it, putting it back over for Hiawatha. Free ball sent over to the right corner by Williams. Hiawatha with it. Front set. Nearly put down. Is it going to be? Yes, it is. Hubble with the kill.
Great hustle there by Hiawatha. Brennan Boy and Addison Williams both went almost to the water fountain there on the edge of the court. And so, you know, Russell's getting a lot of good points, but it's not without some hustle from the Redhawks.
They're coming back to serve now. Fallon Clerman, the sophomore with 12 aces on the season. Here she's able to get it over the net. Long back set. Steven Morgan tipped up at the tape, and that goes down for a kill. A digging effort by Clerman is not efficient enough for the Bulldogs to prevent the point.
Claire Twombly to check back in for the Redhawks. So with good hitters up in the front row, you have Nelson and you have Twombly. And so if you're Hiawatha, trying to work together to get some kills would be important here.
13-9, Rossville with a four-point lead here. Back set, Simpson, putting it down. Right-hand dig attempt was by Kylie Ruckman, but just not able to get to it. Made a great diving effort, though. 14-9, Rossville here leading the pass by five. Substitution here on the dog side. It's Brooke Springer, the senior, coming in to serve as she steps behind the service line. About 6 foot behind as she steps up, leaps, sends the serve over. Michaela Williams picks it up for Hiawatha. Now Twombly, and Twombly finds a gap in the defense. The stretching effort was by Clerman to pick it up, but to no avail. Hiawatha now within 14-10 in set two, a must-win set two.
Great kill there by the senior, Claire Twombly. That's what you can see of her. She has a lot of height. She has some power. So if you're able to get her going, there's sometimes you can't stop the momentum.
Sent across here by Williams, and Williams with the ace here from Hiawatha. Addison Williams, her second ace here against the Rossville Bulldogs. 14-11, Rossville still with the lead. Back behind the service line once more is Williams. Gets it over, and that one, man, that was on a more of a slippery slope to handle. And now back-to-back aces come through for Addison Williams.
We mentioned that both of these teams looked pretty rough against Jeff West. Jeff West beat both of them a clean sets, and so if you are these teams, you're wanting to get their first win on the night, you've got to work together to try to be competitive.
Here an error on the Rossville side, and Hiawatha has drawn it to 1 point. It's 14-13. Rossville only up by one. Hiawatha starting to find some momentum here. Paige, how do they continue to hold on to this and continue to push that forward, trying to force the set number three?
I think Hiawatha's going to really have to dig down deep and think of what they know. They have a strong senior setter in Addison Williams. They have a younger libero, but she does a very good job of being shifty on the court. So it's Michaela Williams and Addison Williams, sisters, by the way, can work together to try to get a good setup for their front row and back row players. They have back row assists. They have back row attacks available for the Redhawks as well. And so if they use all of their talents and be able to mend them together to find some teamwork, this will be really important for the Redhawks.
Here coming out of the Rossville timeout is now they hold on by a thread. 14-13, set number two. It's a must-win set number two to force the set three for the Hiawatha Redhawks. Here they host their home triangular, but they have not picked up a match win today. They lost against Jeff West, and here Rossville extending that lead by two now off a spike and kill by Nora Burdick.
That was a beautiful kill by Nora Burdick, and you can see why she is one of the standout players in this league.
15-13, Rossville up by two here, serves over by Hubble. A dig sends it back over here on the Rossville side, and the kill puts it down on the Hiawatha side. Kenna Prine, that is her 15th kill of the season.
Great job there by the setter.
And she has been getting with a lot of action here today, especially against Hiawatha, the setter, making a lot of plays at the front of the net. Not too often you get to see it. 16-13. Rossville leads by three here. After the timeout, they have made quite the adjustment. Front set, left side, Burdick, on a rope, diagonally. Gets handled by Hiawatha's defense. Rossville back in control with it behind the 10-foot line. A free ball gets sent over off the top of the tape. It's Hiawatha's ball. Hiawatha sending it over by Twombly. Twombly now on the Rossville side, and Burdick sends it over back court. Hiawatha, behind the 10-foot line. Williams sends it over. Lots of crowd hype here on the Hiawatha side. They want this point here. Burdick sends the kill, though, to shut it down for Rossville.
That was a great back row kill there by the libero, but fortunately for the Bulldogs, they were ready and prepared and able to get an even better setup on the offensive end.
17-13, Rossville, the four-point lead in set number two, and that will put a seal on some momentum for Rossville, a service error by Shaylee Hubble, and she will be substituted out. In for her will come Brooke Springer in the back row. 17-14, Rossville, three-point lead here they hang on to. It's Michaela Williams, who was on the serve for Hiawatha here. Hiawatha back onto their side as it is a spike and kill sent down by Burdick, and Burdick has had easily her best match here against Hiawatha. She was held just 4 kills against Jefferson West, but she has 6 kills here against Hiawatha.
Hiawatha is going to have to find a better way to defensively prepare for Burdick. They are ready, but they're just not able to do anything at this moment.
And Brennan Boyd puts one down the back row. What a snipe shot by Brennan Boyd.
Great job there by Brennan as she found that corner, and it was just calling her name. I mean, she knew exactly where she wanted to go.
18-15, the Rossville Bulldogs, the three-point lead here. As we are coming down to a long last stretch here of set number 2, it's a must win for Hiawatha. Front set on the 10-foot line. Burdick sends it down. Libero picking it up, but that goes down as a kill for Burdick.
That's one of those moments, if you're a Hiawatha player, you kind of get frustrated with yourselves. Like, why didn't no one get that? Why didn't we go up? But you have to move on to the next point. If you don't move on to the next point, well, what's the point of playing volleyball? I mean, it's point after point after point.
19-15, Rossville here with the lead, sending it over. On the service, Pride, and Hiawatha just mishandling after the reception. Make it 20-15, Rossville 4 points away from match point.
The setter, back here to serve, as you mentioned earlier, she has a very good ace percentage, and she is making an impact on the serve receive for Hiawatha.
Here for Hiawatha, breaking up some scoring here. It's Quinton Boy with another hard kill.
If you are Hiawatha, one of the good moments you can take out of this is Brennan Boyd is having a good game. Both against Jeff West and against Rossville, she's had some moments that make her give an impact.
20-16, Rossville here still leading. Hiawatha trying to come back here. Must win set 2, and getting sent into the net is the volleyball by Stephen Morgan. Make it now 21-16, the Rossville Bulldogs is coming back to serve here as Addie Henry, the junior. Again, reliable libero here for the Rossville Bulldogs. She's had a couple service errors here today. Here she gets it over the net. Back set, Boy, and that is deflected at the tape. Boy sending down another kill. And boy, oh boy, it is Boy who has been greatly here in the offensive game for Hiawatha.
Great play there on words. I enjoyed that.
Well, here Boy is behind the service line to get it across for Hiawatha. Back set, 10-foot line, over, and unfortunately, oh wait, that one's still going. I thought it was at the ground, but it was saved last second by Addison Williams. Here, kept alive, Hiawatha, a chance to keep this game going. And right now, in control with it, sending across as Nilsson on a free ball up front. With it now, spiked by Simpson, and that one is put down for a kill.
That's one of those moments, if you're Brenda Stephen Morgan for Hiawatha, you see Brennan going up, both hands getting ready for the set, but that kill is coming at her so hard. You'd rather her take a step back and pass it instead of having to force a set.
22-17, Rossville up by 5, 2 points away from match point. Serve is over by Clerman. And a kill put down by Nelson. Just getting the hand off the right of Prine as she was trying to prevent it from going on the right line.
That was a very shifty spot for the junior, Kendall Nelson. It's tricky. You want it to land on the line, but you got to trust that the line judge is also paying attention.
Back to serve is Remy Stephen Morgan for Hiawatha. Rossville, Burdick, who sends it far back. Hiawatha is able to collect it. Twomley sends a spike down. Now she puts a bump, a set, and now a spike by Nelson. Handled by Burdick. Burdick with a chance to put it back across. She does. Hiawatha with it. In the middle, libero sending it over in Williams. Henry, now Simpson. Simpson not able to put it down the back row corner. And Swumley gets the kill for Hiawatha.
Important offensive play there for the Redhawks. They're down 22-19. It's going to get pretty interesting real quick.
Here, Hiawatha crawling back within 3. Again, they must win this set to force the set 3. And a big kill shot put down by Hubble. Can it be picked up and saved? Yes, it is. What a great effort by Addison Williams. You hear the crowd excitement on the left side of us. Hiawatha still in this one. Swamley trying to put a shot down the right line. It gets handled. Now in the middle, it's a free ball that's sent over by Burdick. And what a great heads-up play by Addison Williams. Well, this one is still going and rocking. I must not have seen it, but Rossville kept it, got a save to keep it going. Here, a long rally for this next point, and Swamley, unfortunately, sends it long on the outside. I didn't catch it there. I thought Hiawatha had put it down a little earlier, but no, Rossville keeping it alive with a great digging effort.
That was an impressive rally on both sides of the ball. You know, Hiawatha had one of those instances where they could have celebrated a little early. Like you said, it looked like Addison was going to put that ball down, and unfortunately, it just did not happen. And so Russell, great job of being aware of the ball.
23-19, a point away from match point, and a dipper over the net from Brooke Springer. One of those aces that is nearly impossible to defend. It just hooks right over the top of the tape, 24-19. And Ross will secure it here to pick up win number 10 on the season. Swamley, a push to get it up. Rossville, fly to get it over. It's on the Hiawatha side. Excuse me, Rossville's side. Rossville into the net. Make it 24-20.
This is Rossville's third or fourth instance of being in the net, and unfortunately, costly here. That would have been set point.
24-20. Rossville lead. Almost an ace for Hiawatha. Hubble now gets the ball put back in her face. Great defense up front, forcing the lift by Rossville.
This is one of those moments where if you're Hiawatha, you know, you have to be on point with every single move you make. You have to be intentional to the serve, to everything that comes next.
A must-win set, two for Hiawatha. They're down by three, 24-21. Handling it up front. It's set. Back to Swamley. Swamley deflected right back to the Hiawatha side at the front court line. Here, free ball. Pushed to the back corner by Nelson. Now, left side, Burdick, deflected all the way to the back, handled by the libero, Hiawatha, Ruckman to put it over. Now Burdick, back setting, oh, that was a fake slide to get it across, and that'll end it. Great awareness up front by Hubble to get that last point of the game for the Bulldogs.
Unfortunately for Hiawatha, going 0-2 on the night in their home try, as Rossino going 1-1. Jeff West went 2-0 on the night, and I think if you're a big East volleyball fan, that's something to take notice of. Silver Lake and Jeff West are two of the teams, and you think, you know, thought Rossville before that, but this league is very, very stacked. And fortunately for Hiawatha, the team chemistry is there because they know these girls have known each other for forever. They're trying to find what's best in the rotation, trying to find out who's more aggressive, trying to find out who's the best hitter is going to be really important down the stretch for this Red Hawk team.
Real quick, we'll take a step aside. We'll come back for the post-game breakdown here of the Hiawatha triangular night in total. Again, the Rossville Bulldogs in a straight set beat the Hiawatha Redhawks 25-22, 25-21. We're going to step aside here for a couple-minute break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
back one final time here on the MSC Sports Radio Network on 103.9 KNZ, as well as the Hiawatha Channel. Shout out here to Paige Mueller helping run things on the channel, as well as coloring here today. Again, I'm Print and Profit Seth back in studio here for the final time at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, Kansas. At the Hiawatha Triangular, again, looking through all the teams here tonight. Jefferson West, they come through as the winning team. Jefferson West, they went 2-0 tonight. They swept the Redhawks 25-15, 25-13, and then they went straight into playing the Russell Bulldogs. They won 25-8, 25-18, carrying the momentum. Jefferson West now currently 11-3 on the season and 5-1 in the league. For the Hiawatha Redhawks, they now drop to 3-12 on this season and 0-5 in the league. The Rossville Bulldogs, they received not only their first loss tonight, but their first set loss. They came into today winning 18 straight sets. They dropped their first against Jefferson West. Again, they lost that set 25-8 and as well 25-18. Now 10-1 on the season and 4-1 in the league. But again, our final matchup that we just concluded, Rossville was able to come through, bounce back after taking their first loss of the season. They beat Hiawatha 25-22 and 25-21. Here's real quick some final thoughts of the night from Paige Mueller.
I think that both of these teams are going to have to kind of figure out what their key identity is. For Russell, they lost their first game tonight against a very good Jeff West team. I could see this Jeff West team making a big stretch in the Big East League standings. I could see them making a deep play even into the state tournament down the road. This team has a very good collective way of working together. Your Rosso, Nora Burdick, she is your biggest hitter. She has the most statistics points there, but you also have a very good setter. Her setter is very good at aces. She is very strong at the net, knowing where she wants to go. And unfortunately, if you're Hiawatha, you've got to figure out how you take all your athletic pieces and meld them together. Find out how you're going to get Addison Williams to set. Who should she set to when she gets the chance? Do you prefer a back set? Do you prefer a front set? Try to figure out where you've got to find your identity as a team is going to be important for these Hiawatha Redhawks.
Real quick, before we leave you here tonight, some stat totals, unofficial stats. Rossville tonight finished with 27 total kills, 4 total aces, and 1 block. The Hiawatha Redhawks had 21 total kills, 7 aces, and 3 blocks. Meanwhile, the Jefferson West Tigers finished with 32 total kills, 10 aces, and 8 blocks, just dominating the night. Again, they finished 2-0 today. So one more time, Jefferson West now 11-3 on the season, 5-1 in the league. The Rossville Bulldogs are now 10-1 on the season, 4-1 in the league. And for the Hiawatha Redhawks, they are 3-12 on the season and 0-5 in the league. So from Crittenden, from Paige, from Seth, thank you for tuning in here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, as well as the Hiawatha Channel. And hopefully everyone here has the rest. Good night.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.